name is Deanne Slaughter. I lost my son, Nicholas, in July of 2016. He died of an accidental drug overdose. What he thought he had purchased online, what he thought was Dilaudid, happened to be fentanyl. And he was at my parents' house, unfortunately. So our loss was, it was even bigger because there was so much blame by everyone that was involved. And it was very unexpected. It was just a really, really super hard time. It was as if we were all on kind of separate islands trying to deal with it. Really, no one had any reserve for the other person because we were struggling so badly. He was 21 and has a sister that was 18 at the time. We had a variety of age groups struggling with a substance abuse overdose. We were not expecting. First in college, he struggled with alcohol abuse and had gone to rehab for alcohol. Unbeknownst to us, that moved into pills, opiates. No one saw it coming. I'm like, well, I'm his mother, so if anyone should have known, I should have known, and so then I blame myself. I worked really, really hard to try to understand him. I fortunately had his phone, and I had his computer. I had all his music, I had all of his writings, and I just really went super deep. Like, I would just listen to his music all the time and read his things. I was trying to, like, figure out how he felt at the time of his death and what was happening. I really wanted to go there, and so I went really deep and dark. I was thinking about the stages of grief. I don't think I went through them like that. I went straight to like depression and I stayed there for a while and then sort of acceptance. Because they're dead. They're not coming back. I found the grief center about 3 months after it happened. I just kind of sort of woke up one day and thought, this isn't working. I physically took in the grief. Like I was having panic attacks. I was a runner. Couldn't run. I couldn't exercise. I had a panic attack in the car and I was afraid that was always going to happen. And so I had difficulty driving. And so I started working on just trying to figure out what was happening to my body because I just didn't know. I kind of don't want it to get further because it seems like the further it gets from the time he died, like I don't want to lose that. I don't want to forget anything. If I can keep the pain, I can keep him close. It's kind of terrifying to think that it's going to be 10 years. That's scary to me. Maybe I shouldn't look at it that way. And then people will forget. I like to hear his name. I like to say his name. My journey of grief has been complicated. It has not been a straight path. Circled the drain for a while, going around in circles a lot. And the holidays, I don't want them to look anything like they used to look because they're all so different. We tried that right at first, and it was so horrible. I didn't think I would survive 5 years. I really didn't. There's no way. There's no way I could keep going. And it wasn't like I was going to kill myself. I just thought, I'll just not wake up one day. I don't know. I just never thought that I would be at 5 years. And I thought, I've got to really rethink how this is going to look. You don't get over it. You just figure out where it goes in your daily life. Like, I still cry probably 2 times a week, sometimes 3 times a week, sometimes maybe I'll go a week, maybe not crying. But then there's other times where I'm just brought to my knees by just a thought or a picture. I've figured out where it lives, where grief lives.